Let's move on to the issue of adjuvant therapy. I think one of the most controversial issues right now is management of the patient who has an ER-positive, node-negative tumor. I guess that's probably the most common subset of what we see. Lots of node-negative tumors because fortunately there's a lot of mammography going on. Most patients having ER-positive. And the dilemma there is, A, do we use chemotherapy? And B, what kind of hormone therapy, which I guess is a general issue in the adjuvant setting. Maybe we can tackle the first issue, which is chemotherapy. How do you approach that decision?
In a woman who has ER-positive, node-negative disease, I think that there are some patients who you really have a strong feeling that using the NCCN guidelines and the St. Gallen guidelines, that you're pretty strong feeling that these patients should probably receive chemotherapy. It might be just under 1 centimeter ERP or negative HER2-positive breast cancer. That's pretty clear. Or maybe you'd have a 0.95 centimeter ER-positive but strongly HER2-positive breast cancer. Another case would be a tumor that's about a centimeter in size or bigger and has high-grade histology. So an idea that the tumor is more rapidly proliferating, very weak in ER or PR or both. Those are the kinds of patients where you might know up front. Now, on the other hand, you're also going to know up front people who don't need chemotherapy, so older women, smaller tumors, very low grade, strongly ER/PR positive. Now we have this test we can send, which is a 16 cancer gene panel, Oncotype DX, from the paraffin blocks, where it could give us a little bit of idea of relative gene groups and gives us a score that correlates to a risk of distant recurrence with hormone therapy. It was validated in trials which weren't using our current daily standard of treatment, but nonetheless, I think it's very useful information that could maybe help save us from treating a subset of patients who aren't going to benefit from chemotherapy but are going to get the toxicity. So really, we decide based on all the different factors that are prognostic.